is it new or different this year? What does it look like? And are we like back to pre-pandemic normal again, or as best we can?
You know, as best we can, and you know, with it being outside, and you know, with where we are currently in our town and our country, you know, it's seeming like we're able to kind of return to how it was previous in the other years of doing this outside event. What we basically have done, almost every event is pretty much the same, except we've just added a little bit more. We've pumped it up a little bit more. We've strengthened it a bit, add a little bit more decor. We've got it down a little bit. You know, we had talked about, do we want to change it up? But we felt like, let's come back strong. And that was kind of the idea is, you know, instead of just doing all these different things, yeah, we could switch it up, but these are some events that have now become kind of normal. When we started them 5 years ago, they were all new. Mm-hmm. Now, there's kids that were 4 years old doing them that are 9 years old, and they're expecting to do these same type of events.
You're talking about the wing eating and the, yep, the hot pepper eating and things like,
yep, that. Yeah, and the watermelon just getting all dirty, and, you know, the limbo contest with all the ages. You know, we felt, let's come back strong, and let's make it even better, more exciting. Let's add little elements. And so that's kind of what we decided to do this year. And we're just really excited to do that. We do have one new event that we threw in there, and that was the axe throwing. We did that during the Mayfest, and we get the special insurance rider and everything covered. And they, you know, everything is lined out very strategically to make sure no one gets hurt, of course. But it's going to be very exciting. So it's going to be a neat addition to the event.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And a lot of these are, you just show up, sign up before the event to take part, right?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of these are, you come that day and you're going to be able to squeeze in. Some are limited to a certain amount because of supplies that we have, like the watermelon eating contest and the wings, but we have quite a bit of them. But there is a point where we will run out of supplies. But the lip sync competition actually is one of the new ones this year,
okay,
which is going to be entertaining. It's going to be funny. It's going to be great. That is something that if anybody wants to do that, we ask them to get a hold of us. They can get a hold of us at the church on our Facebook page. It's $100. So if somebody, you know, does the best, you know, lip sync, they can walk away with $100.
Yeah, very cool.
And so, but you know, we're excited to do a lot of these different events and bring them back and, you know, strengthen them and, you know, have an amazing 3rd and 4th of July weekend celebrating our independence.
No shortage of chicken wings, because there was a big shortage for a while during this pandemic.
Yeah, we actually for a while didn't think we were going to do it.
Yeah.
And TU has always worked with us. Barry's been amazing working with us. And up until 2 weeks before, we didn't think we were going to be able to. And then Barry came through. Hey, it came through. We got it. So, yeah, pretty fantastic.
This year is kind of different, that the 3rd and 4th fall right on a Saturday, Sunday through weekend time. So a lot of people can take advantage of that and be out and enjoy. Mindy, are the food and vendor booths, are they both days for the 3rd and 4th
out
on Main Street? Or?
Yes. So from 10 to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, they will be up, ready to greet everyone.
Okay, just lining Main Street, and Main Street will be closed to traffic, normal patterns and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of going to be basically like it was for Little Norway Festival. So Excel will be opened for that traffic to go through.
Okay.
And I'm sure you've heard already, we're adding a car show on Saturday. So down there by the federal building and the municipal building, there will be some cars for people to go and look around.
Raffle tickets, I know, are on sale. Right?
So you can purchase your raffle tickets at Cedar Box, Pilot, Rexall, Lee's, or here at the Chamber as well. And the weekend of Saturday, Sunday, 4th of July at the Chamber booth, we'll be down there having tickets. And we have over 100 prizes to give away as well. So we just want to say thank you to our local businesses for donating some pretty cool prizes. So we're going to be giving away 2 round-trip tickets for Ever Alaska Airlines flights, plus $500. So make sure you get out, buy those raffle tickets, and help support the fireworks show as well.
Anything else to know about the weekend?
Yeah, this year on Saturday, the run is going to be on the 3rd instead of on the 4th at 9 a.m. And then as well, the Guns and Hoses Relay, which is typically on the 4th, is on that Saturday at noon. And then the at the end of Saturday at 5:45, the 5-alarm go-kart race is Saturday as well. So check your schedule with that. And then one new exciting addition is on July 4th at 9 a.m., there's going to be a non-denominational church service from 9 to 10 a.m., and that's put on by the Petersburg Ministerial Association, and we invite anyone to attend to that, and we have donuts and coffee.